There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, it's just a little early for mock draft season, and a lot of it is tied to the fact that I worry that we're going to be reaching for a quarterback, and I'm just going to have to listen. The same people right now that are like, yeah, there's no franchise quarterbacks here, are going to be like, let me tell you why you should take Shedeur Sanders with the 6th pick in this draft, and then it's going to happen and it's not going to go well. But that's some cynicism
there. Are you going to be open to the idea, though, that they're like a quarterback can actually improve in the next couple months?
Yeah. No.
Not to the degree that you needed to get there.
Cam Ward is 25.
He's old.
I'm guessing on that one, by the way. But he's been in college since 2017. What are we doing? Like, that guy's a guy who has to play right away because he is who he is. I think Shador's a bit younger. I'm trying to think of the young guys in this class. Drew Aller, who I don't think should be drafted,
is
younger.
Cam Ward's 22. He's not 25.
How is that possible?
I don't know. You tell me.
He did 2 years at Incarnate Word, 2 years at Oregon State, and this is his 5th year in college football.
Yeah, did born May 25th, 2002. So he was after 9/11.
Well, I am
make
wrong.
Make you feel something.
I am wrong, so I will just own that I was blatantly wrong on that. And two, did they put that kid in college at 17? Because that is wildly, Doogie Howser, that's wildly irresponsible.
You're not wrong in that this is his 5th year in college football. It's just,
Wow. Okay. I just will take the L. Now, I was talking about the San Francisco situation because I don't think we've ever covered enough how wild it is that in efforts to move on from Jimmy Garoppolo, eventually, San Francisco traded 3 first rounders, well, 2 first rounders and then a first round swap for the right to come up to 3 and draft Trey Lance. And Trey Lance is one of the true great busts of all time.
Well, he got 4 NFL games. I agree with you, he's a bust, but I mean, it's just that was so quick that they pulled the trigger on him because they got a guy that they thought they liked, and it's turned out pretty well for him.
I think, well, but here's the thing. Some teams are telling you. If Trey Lance physically is on another dimension from Brock Purdy. So
physically, the problem with him, though, is he was the opposite of Cam Ward in that I think he had like 20 total games between high school and college, not just college.
Yeah.
He didn't play.
And remember, his senior season, they did like the spring game where he played one game and it was like one quarter, try and showcase. And by the way, it didn't look good. But again, third pick in the draft, you trade multiple assets to get it. And because you got lucky upon all lucky with Brock Purdy, who is a 11th best quarterback in the draft, whatever you think he is, that nobody got fired for the Trey Lance failure. That's pretty wild.
You see, you call it luck. I would say Shanahan would look at it a little bit differently. And this is going to be the pitch that Stefanski has. Well, and this is going to be the pitch that Stefanski's going to have in this too, right? Stefanski, I've always believed, thinks that he's Shanahan. If you're Stefanski, the pitch is that Brock Purdy in the 7th round, you get me a quarterback, I'll get him into my system, I'll get into what I do best, and then I'll make this guy thrive. I'll make this quarterback, whoever it is, I'm going to make this guy work.
I think that's exactly what it is. And I just think it continues to the idea of just sniffing your own filth. Like at some point, like because to me, if that's one thing to sell an organization on that. Like, I don't know if it was Daryl, I don't know if it was you, me, somebody on this. I know at some point one of us has taken a big swing at the processes in Cleveland and how they've just touted their processes for 4 years. And we've gotten to a point where through 5 years, you're a 500 ball club.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, your processes stink and you need to understand that. Like, I've never gotten the sense that Kevin actually self-scouts. I don't think he's a bad guy. And I need to make sure. Like, I do think he is a legitimately nice guy. I don't think that's a put upon. I think he's a legitimately smart guy. But I do think that there is some stubbornness about my way. And I think that's only going to make... Like, I think what made
it's,
him...
I feel like you're just trying to have a roundabout way of saying you don't trust Stefanski with whatever quarterback it would be.
Well, because I think part of the reason it didn't work out in San Francisco is Kyle Shanahan said, hey, cool, Trey Lance, come run my system. And now I think, I don't think we ever got a chance for them to...
No, I think they looked at Trey Lance's athleticism and they said, we're going to do something that is going to cater to you. And that was Shanahan getting away from what he does best. And then Shanahan was able to take Brock Purdy and say, this is my system, go run it. I want to do the thing that Sean McVay does, where I basically tell you everything you need to do. And their words, not mine, you're going to become a football robot. And when I say to throw it here, they throw it here. That's why all these, like, these wonder kid coaches love Kirk Cousins, because he's that guy. He's that football robot that just, they say to throw it there, and then he just shuts his brain off, and then just, like it's playing Madden, the Madden character will just throw it to where it needs to go.
But I think that's the concern. You already might be playing from a diminished field here, and now, hey, whatever quarterback you are, like, people forget, like, Baker was he felt trapped in a little bit, boxed in about this offense. I mean, he as much said it. Like, he felt like he didn't have the full ability to say, I'd like these plays and these plays. The whole conversation about Deshaun and building an offense is for 2 years, Deshaun played in Kevin's offense.
Right, and then this year was supposed to be a little bit different.
And so even if they go different, hey, we're going to build something around you. Well, I've seen how that goes too. It went worse than when you tried to box him in. So, again, I'm not trying to shoehorn this into fire Kevin Stefanski. But I just think, like, I'm already uneasy about the quarterback crew. And the quarterback class. I'm already uneasy about the free agents that are out there, the young veterans you might go to try and find your Darnold. Like, I get the thing you're trying to do. I get you're trying to be Minnesota. I get you're trying to be Denver. That is a path for failure more often than not. It was, I'm trying to think of it. It was Baker Mayfield and Matt Corral in Carolina. I've seen this. And by the way, Matt Rhule was trying to shoehorn Baker Mayfield into a system that didn't fit Baker Mayfield. Right. And he was traded in, training camp, right before training camp? So, like, I see the warning signs here. I just feel like a lot of people are going to accept, well, it's not Deshaun Watson, so it's got to be the right direction.
I wonder if you'd look at it a little bit differently if you had a better belief in Kevin Stefanski. I understand that. Listen, you have your own reasons for why you don't. I just heard him. You just laid him out. I get it. I'm not jamming you up on it. I just feel like for the people that believe in Stefanski, that believe that he can get the most out of different quarterbacks, I think they're going to look at a Cam Ward. They're going to look at one of these top quarterbacks and say, yeah, Stefanski's going to be able to figure this out. So, I think that's where the belief comes in. I would bet dollars to donuts the Browns have that thought process right now as well.
But you're kind of shoehorning me. No. I'm saying I don't fully trust Kevin with a young quarterback specifically. I don't really like this cast of free agents, and I don't really like these young quarterbacks.
Right, but you see, that's a bad combo for you.
Well, yeah, but where can I plant my flag? Like, where can I say? Because here's the thing.
No, you don't. You just get to hide under the covers because it's a recipe of disaster for you.
I want to get drunk on potential as well. I want hope again, okay? But my hope can't be based in, well, Deshaun's not here. That's not hope.
No, your hope, and we see differently with Stefanski, but your hope is going to be if they fire Stefanski.
Because now you got to get that right. Now, if you get him with our boys, DMV, as we call them.
Our Vrabel and Dimitrov.
Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, we're cooking with gas here. Pete Futek next. college football news on 92.3 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.